Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Sorry for the delay.
My bad. Sorry, I went to the hospital.
Mister, he about to post the wristband on Snapchat. But like, I'm in the
like
a
sad face boomerang.
I hate being
sad
here.
Emoji. I'm like, oh great, rolling eye emoji.
Say nah. I'm just playing. But hey guys, what's up?
Hi, like, I missed you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's a whole Tuesday. I know we're late. I know we be saying like y'all don't be late, but it's okay.
I'm just glad we're here. Honestly, it's not about what time we got here.
Exactly.
We just got here.
We still giving
and I'm
it
happy
to y'all.
I'm happy. I can see that for us. You know,
every Tuesday, y'all know to be here every Tuesday.
Right. That's why y'all always here, and
exactly.
We appreciate you,
exactly.
And we love you.
Exactly. We love you so much. We actually got our first voice message. So we're gonna play that right now.
Hey guys, it's DDMC. I just wanted to say I love y'all. I love this podcast. I support it with every inch of me. I listen to it all the time. But yeah, I just want to say I love y'all. And that's it. And to add on to what Trey was saying, Trey, the most re-listenable album is definitely Igor. Like, holy shit. I never get tired of it. Ever. And I remember this one time. I think it was my birthday. We were coming back from the beach. You were driving. I think it was me, Amanda, Azu, Carly in the car. And you, of course. And what's it called? You just played the whole album. And I swore, like, I transcended that night. I don't know, but I always remember that specifically. But yeah, no, Igor, tops. Number one, chef's kiss. Never get tired of it.
Bruh, I told you. Igor, definitely re-listenable. Like, you can bump that so many times and you'll never get tired.
I feel like Igor does have a lot of really, really good songs, but so does Flower Boy. Flower Boy has
That's
a lot
very
of good
true,
songs. Like, a
very
lot,
true.
A lot of good songs.
But if you want to hear more about that, go
to the Rewatchables
episode. Man. That it was kind of hard.
It was
kind of
lit.
Hard.
I
yeah.
don't know. You asked me. It was giving camp. You asked me, but
this be more man. We need Zan Man on the podcast.
Please.
All right.
Not Zan.
So today's episode, we decided to talk about stress and how to relieve it, and not just by smoking.
Right. So let me ask you this: are you stressed? I'm stressed, but best stressed.
Best stress. What does that mean?
Stressed, but best stressed. I'm always at working heels.
Mm.
Stressing out. I'm pulling out hairs. I'm pulling out hairs at the front desk. But guess what? I'm still sickening.
Still holding it down.
Still sickening.
Well, do what you gotta do.
What's stressing you out right now?
Honestly, just work. Cause like, I don't know. Like it's not like a lot, but there's just mad boxes. Well, first of all, shout out to my manager. I don't know if he wants me to say his name, but shout out to my manager. He actually listened to our last episode, our 50
oh
listening special. Yeah, because I told him about it, and then he listened to it. He was like, oh, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but like I did listen to that, and I left the, I gave it 5 stars, and I was you the guy.
That's so nice.
Yeah,
aww.
Yeah, they're lit at Coach. I love Coach.
I love that.
So, damn, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, I'm stressed. Yeah, so work, it's like, it's not a lot, because I've experienced more, but it's just like, I don't know, I'm always like doing something. Like there's no like, you know, little chill, but sometimes I do be chilling, so I can't say that, but you know how work is.
Yeah,
work stress basically.
Yeah, because I when it comes to stress, it comes down to many different categories of stress, because like I feel like sometimes I'm stressed about small stuff. And other small stuff, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm really stressed about big stuff. But then some big stuff, I'm like, why are you so mad?
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like, I don't know, work is kind of in that category where, like, I feel like no matter where you work, you're always going to be stressed. Because you mm-hmm. are performing a task that
exactly.
requires you to
like,
get money.
Yeah, because everything involves stress a little bit. Like, stress to me is, like, you thinking about something too much. Or, like, not even thinking, like, you've been doing a little too much where, like, you even sit back and you're like, whoa. Like, I'm kind of, you know, kind of maxing out. And some people don't realize that. Like, just keep working, and don't even know that they're stressed. They're just feeling these things. And
hashtag
like,
Capricorns.
I'm crying.
Do you think like sometimes stress can be helpful? Because I do.
Yes, because it can mature you in a way. It can show you that you shouldn't put yourself through that again, and it betters you in a way.
Also that, but I also think stress can sometimes be a good thing, because I know if I'm stressed about something, I just want to get it done.
Yeah.
So like, for example, if I'm at work and I have something I'm stressed about, I just do it. Mm-hmm. So that it's just out the way, which I was stressed at the moment, but now that I'm done, I'm like, oh, well, maybe I needed to be stressed to get it done.
Yeah, and that's my thing, like, I be seeing all those memes about, they be like, oh, I do it the last minute, it still gets done, right? So it's like, but that's how it is for me, like, if there's a long period of time for me to do it, I kind of won't do it because it'll be on my not important list. So that means it'll be like the shit I gotta do in like 3 months. But then after the 3 months comes, and then like homework, for example, you gotta hand in, I'd be like, what are y'all talking about? Like, what homework? But then I gotta do it in like 2 days, but then I get it done.
That's what be happening to me at work, except it be with appointments. Like, it is so that's much terrible.
That's
worse.
Terrible.
Because
that's
literally, life. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. That's not even just like, I'm not even playing with my life, I'm playing with somebody else's. Like, that's what's so stressful.
If they miss the appointment, they're done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, somebody, so for example, like, I will, let's say it's June, it's the month of June. Somebody won't have an appointment until December.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do with that information? You want me to just hold it? Because I'm going to forget. As soon as December comes, that's out of my head.
Right.
And I think, you know what's funny? I think everybody has like a list in their head.
Of
like,
things?
Yeah, like a actual like physical list. Like, mm-hmm. Not an actual physical, it can't hold it, but it's in their head.
In their mind,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, things said, it's not important. Off. Yeah, like mm-hmm. a not important. Like, I feel like there's like three categories. Like, mm-hmm. for right now, the future, and then maybe later. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's where a lot of my stress intake comes from.
Yeah, I feel like that's like kind of a bad thing. It's like we're thinking about too much at one time. Like, oh.
Miss.
Sorry,
Sorry.
But yeah, I just think we're thinking about too much at one time. Like me, all the time, I'm thinking about rugby, I'm thinking about the podcast, I'm thinking about Nayeli, I'm thinking about freaking, like, you know, how I'm gonna get stuff done. And then it's just like, bro, like, sometimes you just need to sit back and be like, okay, like, I'm gonna get it done. Mm-hmm. There's no need to, like, stress myself out this crazy, because it's gonna happen one way or the other. For me, like, that's my mindset.
I don't think, I kind of go back and forth the type of person I am. Like, if something, like, especially with schoolwork, if something's due in, like, 5 days, I'll try to get it done on the first day. Yeah, I try to get it done the first day.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like that causes me stress when I don't do it the first day, you know? But then I feel like on the day it's due, I'm still stressed. So I feel like I never win
mm-hmm.
because it's like I'm stressed if I do it as soon as I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm stressed if I wait until the very last minute.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just need to stop.
You ever been stressed without, like, knowing you're stressed? Like, you start, like, sweating mm-hmm. or something like that? Like, I hate that. Because I'm like, why am I sweating so much? Like, my armpits, like, going crazy. My feet.
I am not a sweater.
Really?
But I'm a crier.
Mm.
I am the worst stress crier.
I
will cry if I'm stressed. Like, that, like, I just don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to cry. Like, I remember once I was doing this really important paper, but it was on like Canvas. So like I was typing it on Canvas. No, not Canvas, Sakai. Record user Sakai. Very weird. But I was typing this whole essay, like I'm almost done. The whole page exits.
Imagine though.
When I tell you, like, though. I think I literally passed out. Came back to life, passed out again.
Had to smoke a blunt for that.
That
was the only thing that
No, I'm not done. So I retype it all, exit out again. I said, you know what? I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait to do it.
But why did it keep exiting out?
Because I was like moving the mouse in a weird way. I guess, I don't know.
See, you playing.
See, no, I wasn't playing. Why is it so sensitive? It shouldn't be that case sensitive. Like, as soon as I touch it, bow. Like, oh my God.
Well.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I...
Yeah, see, you better than me. When I used to do people's homework in high school, like I would do the essays for Morty and then I charge people. So I would not, like, you know, you have the whole month to do it. I would not do it the whole month. Like, I would make them
until
pay
it's
me.
The day before. Yeah, they were paying. And you're doing like 6 papers, including yours.
Yeah. Like, it got to that point where it was like, I would just get the money up front. Like, they would give me half in the beginning of the month, and then the other half, like, when we
how
ended.
How much did you charge
him? Depending on who you were.
Ooh, I about to say, I think I only asked for one.
Yeah.
And I wasn't charged.
I about to say, I just gave you one.
But I think you gave me somebody else's.
Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah, you know, you did. You recycled them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got caught.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Morty was like, who's writing these booty ass essays?
No, because I sent it in, and he was, and then, you know, like, he leaves a comment at after each one. So then he's like, it's funny, you had the same essay as Emily last month. Isn't that funny? I'm like, whoa, crazy choice of words. Yeah, no, that business failed. Sorry to tell you.
No. It failed for y'all.
Yeah, it failed for y'all. No, but you see how you wouldn't have any more customers? We didn't refer you to anyone. Like, you
just had that was senior year. That was the only senior year.
Yeah, right. Like, right, that was it. You couldn't get any referrals. You kind of played it smart, but I'm just like, damn, I got a whole zero playing with you.
You had a zero?
Yeah, bitch, it was somebody else's paper.
Oh,
what
wow.
do you mean?
I deeply, sincerely apologize.
And I think somebody else got, you gave somebody else my paper.
Mm.
Yeah, and then they got a zero because we were in the same class. And then she was like, oh, LMAO, it says the same thing, but it says Al's paper. And I was like, oh, wow.
Well, hey, man, look, I sent the file. Y'all could have changed your name.
I'm a classic. Man, that's your giving me business vibes.
Not Timberlake and Mr. Man. Z. I'm screaming. I don't even know what tangible. Yeah, but, I mean, you got to go to high school, man. Yeah, but I was stressed out doing 6 essays at once. And then after a while, like, after marking period 2, I just started recycling them. I'm saying, yeah, I was probably on the risk of going to prom, all that, like.
So be it. So be it. Still 1 month, I got to do no book. Tell you that.
Well,
but I will be honest, I actually really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah. I think the one time I did ask you, I think that was the month we were that was senior showcase month.
Oh,
that was,
yeah,
like,
you needed that time.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't want to do it. So I think it's actually getting whatever.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. I wish you smoked then. We could have been going
really
big.
Trooper.
You were like 8th for the essay.
8th for the essay.
In hand.
I'm crying. Imagine, yeah, just give me the 8th.
I wonder how people are listening to this. They're like, damn, Trey wrote me an essay.
The people that I wrote an essay, it's a tight list.
It's a really tight list because you're recycling.
It's a tight list. It's about 6 people and there's about 12 essays that were the same going around. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to hell.
Yeah.
So 12 essays. So that means, that ultimately means, let's say Morton had around, give or take, 6 classes. So there could have been 2 of the same
mm-hmm.
papers in one class.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? He didn't catch on till the end of the year. Like, because I was doing it, like, since, like, whatever. He didn't catch on till, like, later. Like, so he was getting them. So people was getting a grade, and you just called me I was on a decline. She wasn't playing Shark Tank. And a thing, so you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. We gotta have a teacher episode.
We do have to have a teacher episode.
Yeah, we're going too off tangent.
Some of them are cool, but yeah, we're going too off tangent, but teachers are corny. That's what the episode's gonna be called. Teachers are corny, part 1.
Cornball.
Because it's going to be like 18 million parts.
We just have one for each teacher.
Should make
teacher.
A podcast on
each
how each
teacher's
corny.
Each teacher, we're like, well. Well, in 8th grade.
Yeah, no. Fuck Miss Azuda, sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm probably gonna bleep the name, but
I doubt she listens.
I doubt she cares.
I doubt her children.
She gave me stress. I was in 8th grade. Guys, let me tell you, so I'm gonna tell you more about the story on a different episode, but let's just say I could not walk in my 8th grade graduation because of her. She failed me by 2 points. 2 points. Couldn't help her brother out.
Not at all.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Said kick rocks. I was so mad because they were literally like teaching us the R. Kelly I Believe I Could Fly lyrics.
I love that.
Like, we
I
were
love
literally
that.
About to graduate.
Hashtag.
They're gonna tap me. I'm getting into the story. Let me not. But just know, like, It was just know bad. It's a good story. Yeah, it was really bad. It was bad. I was mad as fuck.
Stress. Well, we're already on the topic. School stress.
School stress.
School, I cannot stress this enough. School is the most stressful part of a child's life. From first grade to 12th grade to now, I'm constantly stressed. Like, there's not a day that goes by where I'm not thinking about my school. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because I'm only 20.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things I could focus on. Why am I so focused on whether or not I handed an assignment?
That's why I don't go to school.
Well.
Too much stress. Y'all be stressing out. Want to have a job. Want to go to school. Y'all be going nuts.
Whoa, 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 no. Listen, wait, hold on. Before you talk,
no hate to y'all. Y'all be going in because y'all be getting y'all bread and y'all education. So no hate. But I'm just saying, y'all do be a little stressed out. Need a spa day type beat.
But listen. But who wants to be a broke college student? Why would I want to just be at home all day on my computer looking at it? You know, like, I got to do something. And then how else am I going to pay for my recreational drugs? How?
You need those.
Right. I need those to get past the stress. So how do I even do both?
Do you think drugs are a big stress reliever?
Yes. Yes.
Like, yes. Well, I remember when I was younger, like, I wouldn't, like, old people wouldn't be like, oh, I smoked this to relieve the stress. Like, people would just be like, oh, they smoked that. They say it relieves stress. And I never understood it till I, like, hit the blunt when I was, like, stressed out or something. I was like, oh, this is what they mean.
Oh, we talked about this before when I was like, oh, when you smoke, it's kind of like breathing in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So it calms me. Like, every time I smoke, I'm like... And, you know, it just makes me feel so much better.
Just feel it in you.
Right. That's how I feel. That's what I'm going to do with my kid. They're having an asthma attack. I'm going to put a blunt in their mouth.
Okay. Child Protective Services, please. He's not serious.
I'm not, because I'm not having children.
He's not serious at all. He don't mean that. He'll never do that to somebody's child.
Yeah. I'm not having kids.
Okay. Yeah. You know.
But like I was saying, school is stressful. And I think even for younger kids now, like, I think with everything being so advanced, like, we're starting to teach our children that, like, you have to be perfect. You have to be smart. You absolutely have to be smart. You have to know mechanics. You have to do this and that. So at, like, fourth grade, they're learning, like, what's 18 million divided by 1,600? It's like, I can't help with that homework.
Yeah.
You know,
the money be asking me, I'm bleeping you, but the money be asking me about homework, I'd be like, girl, I haven't been in school in 2 years.
But you know what's so scary? Like, I can't remember the concept basics of math. Like, I forgot what I was tasked to do that required math, but I just looked at it and I was like, why can't I remember how to long divide?
Well, sometimes you just gotta go to Mathway. Shout out Mathway. Shout out Photo Math. That was going crazy in Mr. P class. Going nuts.
I remember when I used to cheat. It used to be so fun. I used to love cheating.
That relieved the stress. When you cheat on a piece of homework and you get a good grade, sheesh.
Ooh, you know what stresses me out?
What?
Tests and quizzes.
Mm.
That stresses me out so, so much. And in English, I always would cheat on, because every Friday or every other Friday, one of those, we would do like a vocabulary test. And of course, I could study, you know, I know what it means, but like on the spot, I'm nervous, I'm not gonna remember.
Right.
So what I would do, I have my AirPod, one ear, have me on a loop, just say every definition. Every definition we ever went over.
He's getting smarter, ladies and gentlemen.
It could be at the end. It could be at the end, and I'm like, oh, like, fuck. She's like, 2 more minutes? I'm like, come on.
Waiting for you to say it.
I'm like, come on. Yeah. Yes.
I've never been. The only, like, most I've done is with my Apple Watch. So, like, I'll have somebody will send me a picture of the things. Yeah, and I'll just zoom in, and then I'll be like, What if they take away our high school diploma? They're like, yeah, no. Yeah, I read an episode.
Mr. Hater's like,
Snatchies, give me that.
He's like, wait, hold on. So, what was that app called? Oh, no.
What was
that? Or even worse, we get canceled, because he shut the whole thing down.
Was on Facebook, Mathways,
no, Mathways done. Like, nobody at Jeff can use, no help. They're not even allowed to have calculators no more. They only could do shit by hand.
Sorry.
Right, sorry about that.
Sorry,
you're part of the younger generation.
Oh.
Please?
Yeah, no. Stress is really something.
How do you relieve your stress?
Besides smoking, mm-hmm. I like to play GTA 5. I like to, like, because in GTA 5, you know, you just be chilling, doing missions. I'll be driving my car, just, you know. When I had Lexi, I like to go on walks. Lexi was my old Lexus. RIP Lexi.
Oh, we miss you, girl.
2019.
We miss you, mama.
Yeah, so I would, like, go to Wadi and then just, like, sit in the park. And, like, you know, just walk around.
Chill. Oh, that's so nice.
That relieves stress, yeah. So just, like, simple things like that. I like sitting outside, drawing.
It's the simple thing.
Yeah. How do you relieve stress without, you know, being under the influence?
Sometimes I like to just write down my thoughts.
Oh, like, you have a journal?
Not really a journal. It's just kind of what I'm thinking at that exact moment. Mm-hmm. So that, like, I can just think of something else. Mm. So, like, let's say I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race, I would think about what I want to wear. Okay. And then I write it, and then that will relieve my stress. Because I'm not thinking about what stresses me out, I'm thinking about what I would wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that helps a lot.
That's an interesting way to go by it.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. I also like to look at my flowers. Guys, I got flowers. I have a Lego flower. I also have flowers that I bought by Lily Partner Can. Mm. Yeah. They're really beautiful.
Flowers. Flowers relieve stress. Especially marijuana flowers.
Yeah, go flower picking. Let's do something. You guys should do something fall-y this fall.
Oh, you're going to give them, like, you know, a little idea?
Yeah, you should go, like, you should go pumpkin picking.
Oh, yeah, guys, it's October. I'm ready for them flannel pigs. Woo! With the white tee. I'll be peeping on them. Y'all be going crazy.
It is fall. How you feel about fall? You're excited?
I am very excited. I actually, like, my top three holidays, it'd be Halloween, Christmas, and then Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, those are definitely my top.
Halloween, I don't know, it's just something that, like, it brings everyone's creativity. And it's in
the exact order. I don't really care for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
I just like to eat.
I don't even really like that part.
I be feasting.
I choose to work on Thanksgiving. I'm all for it every time.
Man, that time and a half be going crazy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't even, what do you want me to do? You know?
If they ask me to work, I'm like, yes, sir.
I would really just sit with the old people. I'd be like, yeah.
I mean,
I'm like, you want to watch something on TV? That's when nobody would be there. At least I know I would be sitting there and nobody would be there. I'd be sitting in the office. I'm watching Christmas specials. I would want that, actually. Yeah. That'd be nice.
All right, guys. We're going to wrap this episode up. It was pretty quick. It was mostly tangent stuff that we're going to get into later, but we are on a little rush right now.
Yeah, but we got something out.
Hey. Yeah, no. We got something. If everything goes according to plan,
we got something.
We got something big next Tuesday.
We can't tell y'all, but woo!
Yeah, we can't say nothing. Classified, top secret. But make sure to be on the lookout for that, because that will be something you don't want to miss.
Oh my God, I have to study.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
This has been Black Boys in Motion. Yes. We actually have an Instagram. We're about to post something soon. We might have some clips coming soon. We don't know. Make sure y'all follow that. Make sure y'all leave a review on Anchor. You know, please, write us a little note. Tell us how y'all feeling. Like,
right. If you want to change something up, we'll change. We can change for you.
But not in a toxic way.
Yeah, like, you know, it's not like obsessive.
But yeah, so leave us a little review. Leave a voice note. Shout out to DDMC16.
Ooh, I don't even know if
that's
your
Instagram anymore, but it's DDMC16 to me. So we appreciate you. We love all you guys. And thank you.
Peace.